Welcome to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. This is Jimmy Lakey, and I'm delighted that you are joining us for this half hour. You can reach Call to Freedom at Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or by going to the website at www.freedomstreet.org. If you want to leave a message or order a word-powered daily reading Bible guide or a Freedom Street Express newsletter, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-917-7256 and leave your name and address, including your zip code. If you want to talk to Barbara right now, she is expecting your call. You may call that same toll-free number, 1-866-917-7256, to speak to her. And now, let's join Barbara in the studio.
Welcome to Call to Freedom. Oh, God has let you experience the joys of life and the exquisite pleasures. Oh, I love that word, exquisite pleasures of His own eternal presence. That's Psalm 16:11, and it's out of the Living. I want to tell you that it's so important that you challenge yourself, truly challenge yourself, because that scripture, as you've learned it, is in His presence is fullness of joy. Now, we all know that. It just kind of flips off of our tongue and we just say it, and we don't really get into the depths of that scripture. But here in the Living, it says, God has let you experience the joys of life and the exquisite pleasures of His own eternal presence. Oh, I love that. And I love challenges. You know, it's like my scripture that I learned in college, and it just took me all through college. Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All of you know that. If I said, say Philippians 4:13 for me, you probably would say, you know, in His presence is, I mean, I'm saying Psalm 16:11, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Well, the other day I tried to quote Philippians 4:13 from the Passion. That's a little bit more difficult, folks. And I just stumbled all over that verse trying to remember it. So since then, I have been saying it when I'm shoveling snow, when I'm washing dishes, when I'm writing in my journal. I am saying that scripture because I want to learn it. I want it to be in my heart, that I can just bring it up. I find the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty. Now, that doesn't sound at all like I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. No, it doesn't. But, oh, it gives it clarity. It gives it more power because I have Christ's explosive power infused in me to conquer every difficulty. So I'm finally learning it. And what do? I practice every day. Practice, practice, practice every day. That is my mission, to learn God's word. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. And when you've got His word in your heart, when a temptation comes along, nope, I'm not going to have that. I'm not going to take that. I'm not going to go there, because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And in the Passion, I find the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty, and I could add every temptation. So what is your resolution this year? Is it more physical than it is spiritual? Well, you know, resolutions, I've tried to lose weight, or I've tried to, do less movies that are R-rated. Some of you have been watching movies that you shouldn't be watching. And, you know, you go on with the resolutions of your physical life. But I pray that you will resolve in your heart to memorize God's word. Yes, even if you take that little power pack and you start learning the little scriptures on some of the challenges, just one by one, one by one, one by one, until you've got it in your heart. That's what my desire for you is. One listener wrote in her little card, her little insert card, when she sent her devotion, she said, "Wow, Barbara, I appreciate you." Well, back at you, friends and listeners. Wow, I appreciate you. It's such a blessing to be here every day. And you are blessed to dispense, for in Him you live and move and have your being. Praise God. This Saturday, January 8th, is the Call to Freedom meeting, and I know it's a deep freeze today, but Saturday it's going to be 52. It's going to be like a heat wave. So we're going to have breakfast at 8:30 and then praise and Bible study at 10 o'clock. We'll have a great time of fellowship and lunch afterwards. And most people are gone. I know it's the first day of stock show. You could tell it's first day because it's so cold out there now. But the first day of stock show. But you will be out of my home probably by 2 o'clock. So I invite you to come and join us. My phone number, my cell phone number, is 1-866-917. It's not my cell phone number. It's the office number. Excuse me. Is 1-866-917-7256. Leave a message and I will call you back, especially if you leave your number. Some people don't leave their numbers. And so I have a very difficult time trying to find them. So 1-866-917-7256. And our memory verse for this week, here's one to remember. Here's one to remember and remember the address. Matthew 4, verse 4. This chapter was when Jesus was tempted by Satan. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And in the Passion, Jesus said, bread alone will not satisfy, but true life is found in every word which constantly goes forth from God's mouth. See, Jesus could have turned the stones into bread, just as he could have called the 10,000 angels. I remember that old song, he could have called 10,000 angels, but he didn't, because it was not in God's plan. And turning the stones into bread was not in God's plan. So I trust that you will begin to seek God's plan for you, seeking first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that you need will be added in your life. It will be. In John 6:51, it says, I am the living bread that came down out of heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread also which I give for the life of the world is my flesh. And it had to be his flesh before he could be resurrected and before we could receive him as Savior and Lord of our life. Such a miracle, friends. Such a miracle. My confession for today by Rick Renner. I confess that God has never failed me or let me down. No, he hasn't. He has always delivered me from difficult times. And that's exactly what the Passion is saying in Philippians 3:13. It's saying that God's explosive power infuses in me to conquer every difficulty or situation that seems impossible. And that's exactly what Rick is saying here. He has always delivered me from difficult times, and he will rescue and deliver me now as well. I have found out sometimes I get a notice in the mail and my mind goes immediately to that notice. Well, you are given so many days to call us at 8-8-6-6-5, blah, 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 blah. And then if you don't, for instance, I got a notice the other day in the mail, and because I changed insurance companies, my mortgage company had not received information on the insurance company. So he says, you got so many days to comply, or we will give you insurance. And their insurance is $6,000 a year. Okay, all right. So immediately your mind goes to, oh, boy, I better take care of this. Immediately, Holy Spirit said, peace, Barbara, peace. You've got more important things to do right now, and I'll take care of this. He goes before you. He's your rear guard. And he says, we'll take care of this, and it'll be done soon. So he is giving me direction in not only just relaxing and letting him begin to take over in this situation, but also to give me a vision of what is more important. And right now, this week, the meeting, getting the Bible study ready, getting the chorus sheets ready, and getting the meal for Saturday is my priority. So I just want to tell you that sometimes you may get an emergency or a notice in the mail or something that might just rock you off of the planet and say, oh, man, I didn't know I didn't have that, or oh, what shall I do? Just give it to God and say, the peace that passes all understanding will guard my heart and my mind in Christ Jesus. And I'll think of those things that are true and pure and honest and of a good report. And it just gives you peace, doesn't it? It settles you down. And that's what Rick is saying here. I will dwell on those moments when God did for me that what everyone thought was impossible. He will deliver me from those difficult times. Just as he intervened on my behalf in the past, he will be with me again. And for those of you who are listening, he will be with you. I will not succumb to fear, doubt, or failure. Boy, that's a heavy-duty temptation from the devil. Fear, doubt, and unbelief. Ugh. He just catches almost every Christian in those three areas at one time. With God's help, I will conquer what the enemy meant for my downfall and defeat. I am more than a conqueror through him who loved me. I declare this by faith in Jesus' name. And it goes right along with Philippians 4:13 again. I find the strength of Christ's explosive power infuses me to conquer every difficulty. Praise the Lord. Well, yesterday, Kimberly was saying that the word doesn't say that God prevents the harm. The harm is all around us in this broken world. But he makes that harm that the devil wanted to give to us harmony. Harmony brings us together to complement one another. And we can choose to be in harmony with God. And when we choose to think like God thinks, when we truly have the mind of Christ, we see miracles in the midst of the brokenness. Yes, we do. And look at the beginning of Psalm 91. He says, when you sit enthroned, and leaders, royalty, leaders and rulers with God, we choose to sit enthroned with him under his shadow or sit in other shadows. Now, the King James Version in Psalm 91 says, he who dwells, you remember this one, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, you are my refuge and my fortress, my God, in you will I trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler, those things that come suddenly, my God, and from the perilous pestilence, that disease that takes over your thought life. And you think, oh, I'd better go get in line and get tested. Oh, yeah, I'd better do that. Because if I don't do that, God's not going to come through for me? Oh, no, no, no. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. His arms are a shield holding you close. And you shall not be afraid of the terror by night or of the arrow that flies by day. See, the devil is always trying and getting ways to get rid of you. That's the devil. He's here to steal, kill, and destroy. He's always trying to think of ways to get rid of you. But God is their friend. He will never leave you. Verse 6 of Psalm 91 says, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness. See, you don't know. Oh, dear, my friend got corona, so maybe I better not see her. I better not see my friend because she's got corona, and boy, I don't know about that. Or, I don't understand people. I'm sorry, I don't. If I have a friend and they have got the virus, it's like a Princess Diana. When she went to Africa, she held these precious babies that had disease. She held them close to her. She didn't care what kind of disease they had. And she didn't really know the Lord. If you know the Lord, you're wanting to go to that friend and pray with them. Pray with them. Take their hand and pray with them. Hallelujah. Praise God. 1,000 may fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked, because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Dwelling place. That's where you live. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his, oh, we love to say that verse, he shall give his angels charge over you. But you know what? You're not willing to go the extra mile to keep you in all your ways. And you won't go that extra mile. Well, I just can't go there. I just can't go see them. In their hands they will bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent you shall trample underfoot. And now this is the Lord speaking about you. This is what he thinks about you. I don't think most of you know him intimately, know him. You know about him, but you don't know him, because you have set your love upon me. That's a capital M. Because you have set your love upon me, therefore I will deliver you. I will set you on high because you have known my name. You shall call upon me and I will answer you. I will be with you in trouble. I will deliver you and honor you, says the Lord. Several times he's telling you, no matter what you're looking at in the physical, I'm there for you. With long life, I will satisfy you and show you my salvation. Isn't that beautiful? Don't fear a thing. Don't fear a thing. Comfort can be a disease if you try to make things happen. And when you rest in God's arms, he becomes the comfort you need to get through anything with great assurance that he's going to take care of you. Paul says in 2 Corinthians 1:3 that he was writing to Timothy at the time. And he says, may undeserved favor and endless peace be yours continually from our Father God and from our Lord Jesus Christ, the Anointed One. All praises belong to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, for he is the Father of tender mercy and is the God of endless comfort. Oh, see, Satan doesn't have these attributes. Huh? He doesn't know anything about tender mercies and comfort and compassion. No, he doesn't know anything about that. But God always comes alongside you to comfort you in every suffering so that you can come alongside those who are in painful trial. You can bring suffering people this same comfort that God has poured out upon you. And just as you experience the abundance of Christ's own sufferings, even more of God's comfort will cascade upon you through your union with Christ. Oh, I found that so true, friend. I thought I was lost and alone and I would never receive comfort because Darren had been there for me. But I am comforted by God every day. I've been comforted by God every day. When you look at a desert scene, you may see dry, barren, hot, and forbidden terrain. That sounds good right now, doesn't it? Hot. I wish it were warm outside. When you go to the desert, and usually we're on a 4-lane highway when we go through the Mojave Desert or some places like that, especially in California and New Mexico and Arizona, you see dry and barren terrain. But it is holy. That's where things supernaturally happen, as it did for the children of Israel in the wilderness. Jonathan Cahn in the Book of Mysteries says it is a place of God speaking, the place of his voice. It's where God especially talks to us. Why did he bring his people into the wilderness? So he could speak to them. That's what wilderness means. It comes from the Hebrew word dabar, D-A-B-A-R, dabar, means to speak. Did you know that? Wilderness means to speak. Some of you, God hasn't been able to get your attention at all. He hasn't been able to speak to you. I mean, you're just going and going and going. And so he's got to take you into a wilderness. It's a place of holiness. It's a place where he and you are going to be able, you're going to be able to sit down with him and you're going to be quiet and he's going to be talking to you. See, God brought Moses into the wilderness. Moses left the comforts of man-made palace and Egyptian royalty. Whoa, he had it all. He had it all because God wanted to speak to him. You may be going through some discomfort right now, but let me ask you, if you weren't going through what you're going through, would you have ever had a moment to allow God to speak to you? God brought these Old Testament prophets through some grave situations so he could speak to them. He brought Elijah to the wilderness to speak to him in a still small voice. That you can find that in 1 Kings. So he brought his stubborn, comfortable children into the wilderness. So he brings his us stubborn and comfortable children into the wilderness. Thank you, Jonathan Cahn. So that he can talk to us. So that he can speak to us. I was so caught up when Darren was here. I was so caught up by what Darren was doing and talking with him all the time, even going over good things like verses. But God said, Barbara, I want to speak to you. And God speaks, but some people just aren't quiet enough to hear him. They're off on their own projects doing what's important. Oh, yeah? In the wilderness of your life, distractions are gone. Therefore, do not fear or despise the wilderness of your life, and don't despise his removing of the distractions. Rather, embrace it, draw closer to him, and listen to what he's saying. Seek to hear his voice, and you will hear him. For the wilderness in your life is not just a wilderness. It is holy ground, the place of his voice. Thank you so much, Jonathan Kahn, for that word from your Book of Mysteries. Here is Terry McCallman.
There's a place, a deeper place in you. Where my heart is satisfied and true. Holy Spirit, rain on me till your love has captured me. Take me to a deeper place in you.
Colossians 3. Since then you have been raised with Christ, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on earthly things. For you died, and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you will also appear with him in glory. So, Holy Spirit, rain on me till your love has captured me. Take me to a deeper place in
I hope your heart's desire is that deeper place. You know, how could Paul endure all the torture and punishment that he endured? Kimberly and I were talking about that yesterday. He had his eyes set on the future, the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And what an example he is for all of us. Set your mind on things above, just what Terry was singing about, and not on the things in this world. This world will not last, but you, being a forever spirit, will go on living forever and ever. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 52 says, it will happen in an instant, in the twinkling of an eye, in an atom of time. For when the last trumpet is sounded, the dead will come back to life. You think that's going to be a small little trumpet? You think that's going to be a very soft trumpet? No, it's going to be a blast, a trumpet blast. And we will be indestructible, and we will be transformed. We will discard our mortal bodies and slip into that imperishable body. Oh, friend, come with me. Death is swallowed up by victory. Come with me. Oh, it's a wonderful time in life to just sit and realize that the God of the universe loves you so much, and I love you too. Oh, God bless you. Remember the meeting on Saturday. Call me at 1-866-917-7256. Love you guys. Take joy.
Thank you for listening to Call to Freedom with Barbara Carmack. You may get in touch with Barbara at Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237. Or you may leave your message at 1-866-917-7256. Call to Freedom is a listener-supported radio ministry. Barbara and her power partners invite you to come on board with us and become a network of hands holding up Call to Freedom Ministry. Power partners support Call to Freedom with prayer and monthly financial support. You will be blessed supernaturally. We invite you to visit Call to Freedom's website, www.freedomstreet.org, where you can hear Barbara's daily radio broadcast 24 hours a day or order materials. You may share your praise reports and heart cries by mailing them to Call to Freedom, Box 370-367, Denver, Colorado, 80237, or you may email us at BarbaraCarmack@freedomstreet.org. Until next time, remember, Jesus loves you, Barbara loves you, and take joy.